To motorsport now. New Zealand driver Marcus Armstrong has signed on with Hi-Tech in this year's Formula 2 Championship, hot off his maiden F2 win last month in Saudi Arabia. 2022 will be his third season in F2, which is a breeding ground for drivers who end up on the Formula 1 grid. Marcus Armstrong is with us now. Morena, lots of changes for you, departing the Ferrari Driver Academy and joining a new team. How excited are you for 2022?
Yeah, thanks. Firstly, thanks for having me. It's obviously going to be a bit of a new experience for me. It's been the first time in about 5 years that I haven't been affiliated to Ferrari. So, it's almost like a breath of fresh air, really. And I think that it's going to spark a new environment. And I think good things are coming.
And of course, you're replacing a fellow New Zealander, Liam Lawson, in that seat. What are you expecting you will bring to the team?
Well, the team is actually, I've had quite a bit of history with them. The team owner, Ollie Oakes, actually, he was a talent scout for a karting team when I was a bit younger. And he recruited me when I was about 13 years old. And then fast forward 9 years, and he's a team owner of a Formula 2 team. So, and he's really transformed it into a real powerhouse of the Formula 2 and Formula 3 racing circuit, so to speak. So I'm really excited for the challenge, and it almost feels like I'm coming home. You know, I know all the guys there, and my expectations are high.
Now, that victory in Jeddah, that was an amazingly quick track, the walls so close. Has that boosted your confidence for this season?
Yeah, it certainly was a fast track. And yes, probably one of the more dangerous tracks on the calendar, which is, it's always fun as a racing driver, just to always really push the limits and push yourself. But I must say that I always knew I had the potential to win races, and now it's just a matter of putting an entire season together as opposed to just a few good races.
Now, there are a number of New Zealanders racing over in Europe. Surely it's only a matter of time before we've got another New Zealand Formula One driver?
Yeah, well, we had Brendan Hartley in Formula One about 4 or 5 years ago, which was just before the Netflix show came out, so not many people would know about it. But I think that it's incredible how many top New Zealand racing drivers there are, considering, you know, the size of our country in comparison to, you know, England and all that. But it's really cool, actually. We get to do a lot of training together, and we're all good mates.
Now, you mentioned there the Netflix show Drive to Survive. That has certainly had a huge impact on the popularity of Formula One. Has it meant more eyes on you guys in Formula 2?
Yeah, definitely. I think that everyone recognises that all the Formula 1 drivers have to sort of pass through Formula 2. So, in a way, people are watching it. And especially when I was young, when I was about 12 years old, even younger, I was following Formula 2 just as closely as Formula 1. So it is special to be in this position. And it is cool to see the popularity of the championship, especially when I go to races and, you know, in the middle of nowhere, like Bahrain, and people know who we are. You know, it's quite a shock to the system.
And of course, we've seen a number of drivers make that progression from F2 up into F1. How do you like your chances?
I need to get the results this year, and that's the primary focus, because without results, you're never going to get there. But my focus at the moment is just to be top two in the championship, and then let's hope for a contract offer.
Fingers crossed. That was New Zealand driver Marcus Armstrong, who's just signed on with Hi-Tech for this year's Formula 2 Championship. Of course, the breeding ground for future Formula 1 drivers.